Gold Star Family Slams Biden for Lack of Empathy, It Was More About Him. By Pam Key on September 3, 2021. Jim McCollum and Royce McCollum, the father and sister of late Marine Corps Lance Corporal Riley McCollum, who was one of the 13 U.S. service members killed in the Kabul explosion, said Thursday on Fox News Channel's Hannity that President Joe Biden did not have empathy. Jim McCollum said, "One of the reasons I choose not to speak with President Biden is everything he has done is completely wrong. We had opportunities to do this the right way. And we absolutely failed miserably as an administration. I can't blame the entire thing on one administration. It goes back. We are 20 years into this. But when it came down to pulling people out and pulling troops out and leaving the country, you couldn't have picked a worse way to go about it." Hannity said, "There was the meeting with one particular family member. You decided not to meet with Joe Biden, your family. And he met with a Marine's pregnant widow and described it as a. The widow described it as a scripted total disregard to the service member's death." He added, "Tell us about your thoughts." Royce McCollum said, "Yeah, my other older sister sat with her. And she ended up having to get up and leave. He didn't even mention Riley, never said their names to any parents as far as I'm aware. It was he who came in with this story about his son who served. And that is not even remotely the same thing. Your son, it's still tragic, and he died of cancer. And it is sad, but it is not even close to the same situation. And there was, again, no mention of Riley. No, I'm sorry for your loss. It was my son died, too. He tapped her on the leg, and she pulled away twice. And he got up and went and talked to another family. A lot of the other families that he talked to he spoke with a lot longer, but only because they carried on the conversation to really share their thoughts with him. Otherwise, I am pretty sure it probably would have been a two-minute conversation to each family, mostly about his son." She added, "It was more about him." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Keenan.